In this lecture, I will consider the expansion of Asian settlement in Britain in the 19th century as imperial power in the Indian subcontinent strengthened. In particular, I will be thinking about the effects of industrialisation and the expansion of modern education on the types of migrants to Britain. The key questions pervading throughout this study of British Asian history is really how far one can describe the history of Asian migrants in Britain as something that is part of British history. Are these Asians just passing migrants, or were they part of mainstream British life by the 19th century? The relationship between Britain and India changed quite dramatically on paper in the 19th century. With the end of the East India Company Charter in 1833, India was still ruled indirectly through the Trading Company and its outposts in India, although its bureaucracy was continuously expanding. In 1857, there was a major rebellion, particularly in North India, against the British. In order to quell this rebellion, the British government decided to take over formal control from the East India Company, and so India became a crown colony with Queen Victoria as the head of state. There were also other changes going on in the 19th century. The opening up of the Suez Canal in 1869 saw major improvements in trade and communications between Asia and Britain. Ships no longer had to sail around South Africa, and the travel time drastically decreased, and the number of ships increased. Greater industrialisation and improvements in manufacturing techniques also favoured an expansion in trade. So more Indian sailors were employed in ships, which also meant more Luskers remaining in Britain. Meanwhile, in 1877, Prime Minister Benjamin Disraeli decided to make Victoria Empress of India. Partly because the title pleased the Queen, it also further formalised and cemented British control over India. And in the royal family and British aristocracy, we can see how Asians were making an impact on high society. In 1887, soon after Queen Victoria's Golden Jubilee, the 24-year-old Abdul Karim arrived with several other Indians at the royal household to attend to the Queen. Abdul Karim was originally a clerk in Agra, but Queen Victoria soon promoted him to be her native language teacher, known as a Munshi, teaching her Hindustani. He was a favourite with her and was elevated to the post of Indian Secretary in 1894 to assist the Queen with her boxes and correspondence. He was given titles and cottages, and Victoria also had his portrait painted, and he served Queen Victoria until her death in 1901. Another favourite of Queen Victoria was the exiled Maharaja of the Punjab, Dilip Singh, from whose territory her armies had captured the brilliant Kohinoor diamond used in the crown jewels. Dilip Singh was 10 years old in 1849 when the Punjab was annexed and he was brought to England. He converted to Christianity in 1853 and settled in Norfolk. He famously became a good friend to the Queen and favoured a quite extravagant lifestyle, particularly enjoying shooting and hunting, and became involved in restoring homes. His eldest children were godchildren to Queen Victoria, including his daughter Sophia, who was to become a forthright suffragette in the 1910s.